people across that live across the street here now lived out there.
They were in it.
Wow.
Well, they never did find their piano and certain things, you know, that, yeah, it just was gone.
They were fortunate enough to hear some unusual noise while we're here. When we first started out, before we went to the ride, we were eating. And boy, I said, it's awful quiet here. You look outside, there wasn't a leaf on a tree moving anywhere. Just quiet as it could be.
And it had a funny color
around here. Then we went for the ride, of course, and found out what was going on up there. And sure enough, we found out later, since that come right down the road, there was a house at the west edge of the woods down there north of the river. An old bachelor married a widow woman from Gary, and they were both past 60 when they married. And they looked down the road, and Fred said, "Hey, Mama, let's get down in the basement. There's a storm coming." And they got down in the basement, just got down in the basement, and the whole house left. And across the road from them was another house in the woods, and just took that, just slivered the whole bit. It was a young fellow and his sister lived in it. He killed him and she was hurt quite bad. And then he had a brother, lived at his house by the river bridge. And they heard something, went down the basement, they had a little baby. And they got under the airway steps and the house was gone. And it went down the road, less than a quarter of a mile. All the trees on one side of the ditch were leaned this way. On the other side, they were leaned this way. It seemed like it just went down there and swirled right back to this road and went right on down the road east. The next set of buildings was just a little more, I called it a tar paper shack. A fellow and his wife lived there and they had a couple of pigs they were out feeding. And they getting awful windy, and so he grabbed her and threw her down in a kind of a little hollow spot, and they both laid down in that. And away went everything but them.
Including the pigs.
Yeah.
Well,
it was the cause they ever found them. It'd be sort of surprising to have a pig fall on you or something out of the
this
sky.
This fellow across the road lived about 3 miles, about 2 miles east of them, and her folks lived in a house probably 500 feet away. It took both houses and took the roof off the corn crib. The crib was full of corn up to the plate and left that all set there, but the roof was gone. Everything else they had was gone. And they just had one boy then. They went down the basement under the steps. Everything left. They never did find refrigerator, pianos, or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
A few little things they found about 10 miles across the country. But the big items, you never did find any of them.
Just maybe just break it apart or something like that.
I don't know what happens to it.
What happens to a refrigerator? Yeah. It just left.
You think a big metal sounding board or something like
that. Well, we had our store up in the middle of the block uptown.
Mm-hmm.
We were all standing to the west side of the, we had a big door in the alley to drive tractor things in, and it looked stormy out west. We were kind of watching things happen, and looking way up the clouds there, and it just looked like a bunch of grass up in the air. We thought, well, that's kind of funny. We just kept watching that stuff, and it kept coming down, and when it got down there, it wasn't grass at all, it was corn stalks. And pieces of siding and lath and everything else. My yard was full of that stuff out here. That was from one that hit Kankakee, Illinois, which is about straight west here, 40 miles. And that went whirling up in the air, and it was finally drifting back to the ground here.